Welcome to this soul-lifting broadcast, which has been put together for your spiritual growth and to make greatness common right where you are. Be sure to make the best of this moment as God takes the lead in all that concerns you.
You know, when the Titanic was built, the builders of Titanic said it can never fail. Yeah. Have you heard about the Titanic? Can never fail. That's what, in fact, when they were going on the voyage, it was like, but one small thing, the iceberg, and the fact that maybe the people that are supposed to be watching are busy sipping pina colada. Yeah. Because they just felt so invincible. The only thing that should make you feel invincible are right values. The only problem is that it takes a lot to build right values and to uphold them. Values are the invisible architecture of every legacy. They determine what you will build, how you will build it, and why the building will last. It's all about values, values, values. Paul, looking at Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, and he saw values in his life, and then he traced it back to where it came from. It shows that values are transferable. Paul said to Timothy, when I remember the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, I am persuaded is in you also. It means that values can be transgenerational. Paul saw the value of spirituality and faith, authentic faith, in the life of his protege, Timothy, a young pastor. And he said, I can trace it back to your grandmother. I've had the privilege of interaction with your grandmother, your mother. I see the authenticity of their faith, and I see that they've been able to transfer it to you. Timothy, therefore, are going to be the legacy of not just Eunice, but also of Lois, his grandmother. Tap your neighbor, say, what values are driving what you do today? Glory be to Jesus. Values must be transferred intentionally. It must be taught, modeled, and reinforced intentionally. Taught, modeled, and reinforced intentionally. It must be taught, it must be modeled, and reinforced intentionally. You see, there are things that we're reinforcing today, we don't even know we're reinforcing it. Let me give you an example. Back in the day, when my kids were still, they're young adults now, my first daughter is going to be, is it 22? In November, yes. So, they're young adults now. But when my kids were still like age 6 and 7, I used to take them to school right here in Lekki here. And sometimes, the light will be yellow and I will just go. One day, one of them said, Dad, you broke the light. I said, no, it was yellow. I said, no, but my teacher said, yellow means that you should, how did she put it? That you should be ready. As in, ready for red or ready for green. So I was supposed to be ready for red. But I was still following up on the green. I think they even waited to have seen it like two or three times before they started challenging me. Said, Dad, that's wrong. Just yellow means you wait for red. Not that you start to escape into green. I listened, you know, and all that. I thought about my life, yeah, deeply, to say, will you rather win this argument and communicate the wrong thing? That is good to always be in a hurry and to break the rules when it suits you, you know, and stuff like that. Because I remember those conversations. Yeah. And in little things and in big things, the value of respect and honor. My wife and I made a decision many years ago that we're going to value and respect each other and would never disrespect ourselves in front of our kids. But in order to be able to do it, we have to make sure that we won't even disrespect ourselves at all. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the same thing. Let me say this and I'll say it carefully. I'm a Christian before I became a pastor. I had to make a decision at some point that I will not drink again at all. Yeah. And this was the reason. Not because drinking red wine or whatever is a sin, or you understand what I'm saying? But at some point, I realized I cannot afford to get drunk. Yeah, I cannot. In order not to get drunk, let me not drink again. That's it. I have colleagues, pastor friends, white guys in America. I remember one. this was 2008. I met him in 2008. How many years ago was that? 17 years ago or so, 18 years ago. Well, at a conference in South Orange County in California. Powerful guy, pretty powerful message, been in a fantastic church in one part of, you know, of the U.S. He got drunk, got pulled over. He got into the news because his church was one of the biggest in the city. That's how he lost the church. In the evangelical system in America, there are some things they can forgive, but there are some things they won't forgive. Yeah, especially for a leader. When we start to hold ourselves accountable like that in this part of the world, many leaders will shape up. When leaders, you know, build themselves into leadership on the heels of impunity, and nobody really challenge them. I tell you the truth, many people are learning, it's a legacy. When you go scot-free with certain things, the people behind will say, in fact, they will improve on it, knowing that they will also go scot-free. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Yeah, it's better you don't show up in leadership than for you to show up and not be mindful of your legacy and not be able to say, look, this thing, should I even get into it at all or not? I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. It's very, very important. Very important. There are some things you do not because you want to look right. No, it's because you want to be right, not look right. You want to be right. You want to be, not look. Yeah. And you refuse to because you know that this is not good for the legacy that you are building. And it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's a matter of who you want to be and the legacy you are building. Paul said, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. Yeah. Some things are not in the realm of right and wrong for a legacy builder. It's in the realm of in light of the legacy that I'm building. Because when you're at the lower level, you still be arguing right or wrong. Yeah. It's just like the same way people talk about giving and they are arguing right or wrong. Is it okay to pay tithe? Is it Old Testament, New Testament? No. If you have to want to leave a legacy of generosity and you want to serve God's kingdom with your wealth, you don't argue right and wrong on. It's about the legacy you want to. I want to build churches. I want to be able to pay to build a whole church, sponsor a whole crusade. Don't ask me whether it is New Testament or Old Testament. This is the legacy. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Yeah. There are some things are beyond right or wrong. It's about what legacy am I building? And then it informs the kind of values that I cultivate. And that value must percolate.
Welcome to The Elevation Church, a place where lives are transformed and destinies take flight. We are not just a church to attend. We are a family to belong to. At The Elevation Church, we are committed to delivering impactful word, uplifting worship, and beautiful service experiences that will leave you inspired and recharged under the leadership of our global lead pastors, Godman and Bola Akilabi. Our mission is simple yet profound. Making greatness common. But greatness for us isn't about titles or accolades. It's about service, helping you to achieve the highest distinction in life. We believe greatness begins early, which is why we pour into the next generation through our junior church ministry designed for children aged 1 to 12. Our Teens Nation is where teenagers find purpose, build friendships, and grow in every area of life. Our youth movement, Surge and LifePoint, is a space to thrive, a vibrant community that empowers you to dream big, take bold steps, and lead a life of influence. Our women's ministry, Jules, hosts Made for More, an empowering conference that inspires women to rise above challenges and take flight in every area of life. Men of Honor, our men's fellowship for building stronger bonds and strengthening each other daily. The Elevation Church is now a global movement, spreading hope and transformation to the nations. We have events that cater for everyone. Accelerate Conference, our mid-year flagship event, designed to charge up believers for supernatural encounters for the second half of the year. Exponential Conference, for pastors, church, and business leaders. Hangout, for singles to mingle and network. Navigate Conference is Elevation Church's mentorship event designed to empower teenagers spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. But that's not all. We host a variety of events and programs that cater to every need, from building stronger families to equipping professionals to soar. At The Elevation Church, you are not just a number, you are family. You're part of a movement committed to bringing greatness to every home, every community, and every nation. So, why not join us? Discover what it means to be part of a church that's making greatness common. One life, one family, and one community at a time. This is home.
Every generation must intentionally transfer truth to the next generation. That's how the value percolate. If you want to build, for instance, a value of generosity, then when your children get gift, you ask them, what are you going to do with the money? What about Jesus' money? Because you have to be generous towards God. So take your offering aside or tithe of it when you go to church, drop it. Because if they don't start early, it will be difficult to put it in them when they are older. When it speaks anyhow to somebody, maybe their sibling, it's a teachable moment because of the values that you are dealing with intentionally. No, you don't talk like that. No, you are king. You are honorable. Honorable people don't speak like that. Honorable people of integrity don't talk like that. Your word is your bond. Yeah. And it just grows with them. Are you still with me today? So think carefully about the values you are imprinting in your children, your team at work, your community, your followers, for instance, on social media. That's why you should be careful what you post. Be careful who you are following. Because inadvertently, values are being pushed on social media. When people push the value like money is the biggest thing in the world. You know, some people just want to show off on social media. And some of us, those are the kind of people we like to follow. And you don't know that the love of money is seeping into your heart. Yeah. You don't know. Those people, they can do anything for money, including ritual and killing people. And then you follow them. They can cut anybody down through a deal. If you stand on their way, they waste you. Now they have a lot of money. And people are following them. And you don't know that those values will be seeping into your heart because they show everything as if life is about money. Can I tell you this? Money is a terrible master and a good servant. If you use it for the right thing, send it on the right errand, you will build a legacy for yourself. If you subjugate yourself to it, it will destroy you. That's why the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Submitting to money, loving money, being driven by money will lead you to evil. And today we have people who we only follow people on social media because of glitterati, shiny, and all the funny things. If you want to test what I'm saying, look for the most important quote on the subject. A quote on wisdom or something great or how to build a great life. Put it. And then also find one stupid video that doesn't make sense. Somebody who's just showing off or something. put it. See the one that will get more like, more views. It shows how the direction the world is going in. Yeah. The direction. It shows us the direction that our world and the next generation is going. We must turn it around because we are the builders of legacy. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, say it better. Amen, somebody. Amen. So builders must intentionally disciple, teach, and model values to their children. And when I say children, we use the word generically. To anyone connected to you, people who follow you, people who are under your influence. What you fail to teach intentionally, society will teach accidentally. And society is teaching it accidentally today, everywhere, teaching it accidentally. And so, what, some of the things we thought are accidental are also intentional from the other side. A generation that inherits your wealth but not your values will lose both. So, make sure you're not raising a generation that will inherit your wealth but not your values, because they will lose both. So, give them values first and then wealth will be preserved. Say amen, somebody. Say better amen, somebody. The second tool for building legacy is sacrifice. I spend so much time on values because they're very important. I'll rush through the last two and we'll pray. Sacrifice. Sacrifice, sacrifice. Romans 8 and verse 18 in the Amplified Translation, writer of the book of Romans says, "For I consider from the standpoint of faith that the suffering of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us." He said the suffering of this present time is not to be compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. In Hebrews chapter 11, when you read verse 24, the Bible talks about Moses in the New King James Version. It says, "But by faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God." Let me pause there because of time. To build a legacy, you have to decide that you're going to sacrifice. That you're going to sacrifice. Generational building requires sacrifice. Legacy building requires sacrifice. Sacrifice is the tool that most people acknowledge in theory, but resist in practical. It takes a lot of sacrifice to build a good life, to build a home, to build a business. Every entrepreneur here, every startup leader here will understand with me, except you have been playing. It takes a lot of sacrifice to build anything that will last. In fact, to build your faith in Christ, you have to be willing to sacrifice certain things. If not, you will never grow as a believer. And that's the problem most of the time. We acknowledge it mentally, but we shy away from it. Proverbs 13 and verse 22 says, "A good man leave an inheritance for his children, and his children's children under him, they are blessed." It means that, legacy requires that we plant trees that we may not eat from. Yeah. Because we're willing to sacrifice. Legacy requires sacrifice, patience, and long-term thinking. Long-term thinking. We see the heart that Noah built, and all that. But what we don't understand sometimes is that it's a lot of labor. Social capital, and neglecting comfort for him to be able to do that. But he knew that that hack would safeguard his generation coming. Both his sons, and because of that, they would be able to preserve their own sons. So building legacy will require a lot of sacrifice. Bible archaeologists calculated how long it may have taken Noah to build the hack. They put it between 55 and like 70 years. So if you cut in the middle, maybe 60-something years. Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. Those days they used to live extremely long. So the Ark project was not a weekend adventure. No, it was not a weekend project. It was a long-term project. Something that is sacrificially, painstakingly stayed on. Great builders sometimes plant. Great builders sometimes build something for the future that they may never see or partake of. Generational builders are willing to sacrifice present comfort for future impact. What are you sacrificing now Today, as we celebrate our men, we know a lot of us are sacrificing today the things that you really desire, that you should buy. You refuse to buy because you want to build a home for your family, or maybe because you want your kids to be able to go to a particular school and you have to save up money. We salute you. We celebrate you. We're saying it's time for us to take it to the next level. Understanding now that it is sacrificial and your sacrifices will not go unrecognized, and that God will continue to strengthen you even to do more. Say amen, somebody. Very important. Very, very important. Very, very important. As is written here, comfort is the enemy of legacy. The man who refuses to sacrifice during the flood will find his family exposed when the flood comes. Your family will not be exposed. I said your family will not be exposed in the name of Jesus. The same way it happened to Noah, that his family was not exposed because he sacrificially built something that can undergird the safety of his family. Lastly today, long-term thinking. I've talked about values, I've talked about sacrifice, long-term thinking, eternity in view. These three tools for building legacy are very important amongst many. Just cutting it short to these three for the brevity of time. Values, sacrifice, then long-term thinking, or putting eternity in view. If you want to build a legacy, you must make this a part of your life. Noah was not building for his own generation. He was building for the generation that will come after the flood. He was building for a world that did not yet exist. That's what he was doing. And the things that God will tell you to do may not be about just you. Yeah, may not just be about you. You know, people who are financial analysts and all that will tell you that there are things that you do now, financial instrument, that you put maybe equivalent of maybe $100 or something aside every month. When your child is still 2 or 3, then by the time that child is 25, or let's even say by the time the child is 18 and to go to college, or 17 and to go to college, you will not need to lift a finger to pay the college fees. Yeah, that is the sacrifice of today. So we pay today and we play later. Or we play now and pay then.
It's so good to have you join us today. I hope you were deeply blessed by the word. Don't forget, God isn't just a loving father. He is deeply intentional. God is paying attention to every single detail of your life, even the details that you think no one sees. Maybe something in today's message stirred something in you. Maybe a whisper, a reminder, or a nudge back home. Whatever it was, I truly believe that God is moving in your story. And today, He's reaching for you with open arms, ready to meet you right where you are. And if you've never had the chance to invite Jesus into your life, this is your moment. I'd love for you to say this simple prayer with me. Say, "Dear God, I thank you for sending your son Jesus to die for my sins. Thank you, Lord, for choosing to love me in spite of my faults. Today, I confess all of my sins and I give my life to Jesus. Thank you for washing me clean in the precious blood. Thank you for making me your child. I am born again. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen." If you just said that prayer, welcome to the family. You've taken a beautiful step, one that marks the beginning of a real and powerful relationship with your Heavenly Father. I encourage you to find a Bible-believing church near you where you can grow and walk this journey with others. If you're here in Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt, Ibadan, Abeokuta, or outside Nigeria, we would love to have you at the Elevation Church soon. Our doors are wide open and you'll find a location near you on the screen. Before we go, I just want to say thank you for spending this time with us. It's always a joy to share God's word with you. Until next time on Recipes for Greatness, stay full of faith, stay inspired,
and keep walking in the goodness of God. See you again soon.
I need a place I can elevate my soul, where my mind and spirit can be whole, where the truth is real and greatness is a norm.
I need